You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
I'd like to thank our friends for their support from our good buddies at Rooney's Oceanfront Restaurant. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner and featuring one of the best area ocean views while you dine. Visit them online at rooneysocean.com.
You know, I hope all our friends and, you know, some of which are our sponsors, but who own those restaurants and bars along the beach came out of this in pretty good shape. I know a lot of them were hit pretty hard, and hopefully they can rebuild the situation down there because, let's face it, we like to, you know, go to a lot of those places down there, and there's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, well, thankfully I was able to keep tabs on Rooney's through their Facebook page. Throughout the whole storm. Thankfully, the main restaurant area was unscathed. The deck area, they have the outdoor kind of tiki bar. That, I think, took a little bit of damage. But the inside restaurant is, for the most part, unscathed. And they're back up now and open and operational, which is a good sign.
That's good. And I know our partner, Matt Harmon, and his boathouse down there in Belmar was closed about a week due to loss of power, but no physical damage, which was good.
Exactly, and they actually, I believe, received power last night. And I know even when they didn't have power, they were grilling,
they were serving some beverages.
Outside,
right.
So we obviously, that's great to see, and that place back open and a proud sponsor of Monmouth Athletics. While we have a couple of seconds now, let's run you down the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Coke Zero. With 12:52 to go in the second quarter, Central leads Bryant 17-7. Albany 14, Duquesne 7, 11 minutes to go in the second quarter in Pittsburgh. Sacred Heart on top of Robert Morris 10-0 midway through the second quarter in Fairfield. And one more game yet to kick off. Holy Cross visiting Wagner at 1 p.m. in Staten Island. A Wagner team that is really, along with Albany, alive for the FCS playoff bid out of the Northeast Conference.
Yeah, Wagner close to the water there in Staten Island. You know, not real close, but, you know, close enough. And Staten Island, one of the areas very hard hit by Sandy.
Yeah, Wagner able to play their game last week. You know, a lot made about the Monmouth game not being played. We'll get more into that as the broadcast goes on. As Spillane will begin the second quarter with a 39-yard field goal attempt pretty much straight away. It'll be out of the hold of Craig Peterson. Evan Ruane will be the long snapper. Peterson calling signal. So get the snap, puts it down. Spillane puts into it, plenty of leg, ball on the way, and it is no good. I believe he missed it wide to the left, and that will still keep this game at 17-7. That took 6 seconds off the clock.
Yeah, you know, both of us, you know, I think our thoughts were similar, Eddie, at the end of the quarter there, because there was a little breeze blowing towards the school, and maybe Spillane was affected by that miss just now, but you know, the wind seems to have died down, so we can't really say that was give Spillane an excuse there with the wind. He just missed it left.
Yeah, really, the wind that was in the first quarter and at the quarter break, yeah, it died down.
Yeah.
The flag isn't moving.
Yep.
So now the Red Flash will get the football back at the 22-yard line. They'll send three receivers formation right. Kelly will be in the pistol set. Calling signals, takes the snap, play action. He's going to flip one downfield. Oh. Wide open is DeMuncus. Plenty of room. He's at midfield. And he's tackled just over the 45. Lost the football. It is loose. Anthony McDonough falls on top of it. What's the call? Still no signal.
They've got to give it to Monmouth. He was not down. That ball came out on the tackle. They're giving it to the Red Flash. Wow.
They're going to say that DeMuncus was down. From up here, it looked close. I think it was Joe Johnson hustling to make the tackle.
Yes, and I believe it was Pete Nagy.
I want to say it was
20.
Problem is the jersey's crunched up. It's scrunchy.
28.
I'm not. That's a good question. Actually, it's McDonough. It's 50. It looks like a 20.
There you go.
Regardless, the ball handed to Wade here, into the line, bounces it outside.
Uh-oh.
Plenty of room to the 30. Leapfrogs a man at the 25, and he's tackled right there as he surges actually forward to the 22-yard line. And it'll be a first down for St. Francis. I'll tell you, hats off to the Red Flash. They're playing football today.
Yeah, meanwhile, let's go back to that pass pattern. Definitely a missed coverage there. He was wide open on that, and you know, got the benefit of the non-fumble, but that time Wade hurtled over Joe Johnson after about a 10-yard gain and picked up an additional 3 yards. So, yeah, Red Flash mixing it up both in the air and on the ground, and so far have played very well.
They send receivers to each side of the formation. I look in the pistol. Motion man. It's Conley. Hand off to Wade up the middle. Met by a few players. Good first down yardage. Picks up close to five.
You know, I made my point early in the game about that pistol, but in various sets the last couple of times, Wade is about 5 yards almost behind Kelly, which puts him about 10 yards from the line of scrimmage. So to say that he's got a little momentum going forward would be to put it, you know, very mildly. He is at full speed by the time he gets that ball.
And Monmouth ran the pistol for a lot of years, and Wade is a lot deeper.
Yeah, he is. He's 10 yards from the line of scrimmage, yeah. At least nine and a half.
Two receivers, formation right. Kelly takes the snap, play action to Wade, flips it to Conley in the flat, wide open. First down yardage, and gives a big hit to Dan Sullivan as Connolly will surge forward, first and goal for St. Francis from the five.
Well, Sullivan did put the lick on him, but unfortunately that probably was Sullivan's man on that back out that time.
So the Red Flash not only lead 17-7, they're driving for more with 12:52 to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, this would put the Red Flash up three scores here if they were to put this one into the end zone.
Power look, Kelly in the shotgun here. This looks to be quarterback run, and it will be a designed run. And he'll lean forward, taken down by Upham, right at about the 2 yard line.
Just a quarterback power. He just takes a couple of, you know, stutter steps and then gets behind the big guy, the 400 pounder. Why wouldn't you? And you can't find him. Positive yards each time he does it.
You get Hill, and then you get a couple of tight ends and fullbacks in front of you. And now back to that pistol. As they'll hand off, this is Wade, met at the three, and he's going to be pushed backwards. It looked as though Sullivan and Cooper led the charge for Monmouth. Third and goal coming up for St. Francis.
Yeah, it's that monster set by the Red Flash where they bring a couple of big offensive tackles in to play the tight end position. And that time, it looked like Wade had some room, but Monmouth closed it pretty nice.
Yeah, it looked like he could have bounced it
outside. Yep, exactly.
If he wanted to, but he put his head down. It's right at about the 2.5 yard line.
I'm sure the coaches upstairs are saying the same thing, Eddie.
Bounce that one outside.
He had room if he needed it. Monster set. Kelly will play action. Wide open is Connolly. He'll walk into the end zone. He had two players wide open. He went short route to Connolly. It's now 23-7.
Yeah,
Red Flash.
Kevin Parker had cleaned it out. He was the deep guy. Not really too deep, but he threw it to Connolly underneath, and the Monmouth defense reeling again as the Red Flash looked to make it 24-7.
11:27 still remaining before halftime. A lot of football in this game. Teal on for the extra point. Shocking right now. It'll be out of the hold of the receiver, DeMunkus. Snap is good. Kick on the way, and it is straight through the uprights and good. St. Francis now on top of Monmouth, 24-7, 11:27 to go second quarter. We step out for 60 seconds right here on your home for Monmouth football, the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Back here at Kessler Field, Ed Sarluca, Eddie Acapinti with you. Lauren Bajica back in the studios engineering. We have shocking developments right now, Ed. St. Francis all over Monmouth, 24-7 with 11:27 to go here in the second quarter.
Well, what I like is as I look down at the Monmouth sideline, that Coach Kevin Callahan has come back to talk to some of his defensive players after that last drive.
And right now Coach Cal kind of cut his teeth as a defensive back coach.
Yep.
And he is engaged right now with the Monmouth defensive backs. And it's a group that's veteran with players like Hildebrandt Jr. and Zacharias and Sutton, and then a lot of youth.
Right, like Johnson and kids like that are true freshmen.
You look down, there's some other players. Charles Edwards, the sophomore, in that huddle as well. And a player that hasn't really been able to give it a go this year full on is Pat Gray, as Teal will put a charge into one, and he'll send Nagy all the way back. Teal actually will kick it into that snow that's piled up for a touchback.
Yeah, that's where the wind kicked up, that breeze kicked up, and he definitely got into that one. Teal looks like a big-time kicker.
Yeah, he made his field goal, which was a 39-yarder, as you said on the broadcast, would have been good from 50. And here he boots one through the end zone. Monmouth will get it at the 25-yard line, trying to cut into the 17-point Red Flash lead.
Yeah, if Monmouth ever needed a drive and a score, it is right now here in this football game, or it can really get out of hand.
Frazier will bring the offense out. He's got Davenport to his right, Roberts to his left. Hayes now will get some looks in the backfield, get a pitch, and he'll be stopped right at about the 27-yard line. Looked to be running with a head of steam, but he was brought down on the play by the defensive back, Cody Reimers.
Yeah, Hayes, first action of the afternoon.
Gain of two, second down.
He was so good at Duquesne. See if he can recapture some of that. Frazier calling signals, takes the snap, looks left, flips it left, off the hands of Julian Hayes. That'll bring up third and eight from the 27.
Well, down and
as I said, you know, if Monmouth ever needed a drive and some points on the board, it's right now. And the last thing you want to even think about is three and out. And Monmouth in a precarious situation here at third and eight, looking to for a first down.
That game that Hayes had at Duquesne was 36 carries for 158 yards. Wildly different team here this afternoon. Third and eight. Frazier takes the snap in the shotgun. Flips it left to Hayes, way short. And he's tackled right at about the 32-yard line. And that's where Monmouth's drives will end. Daquan Minter on the stop. And, Ed, you said it. They needed to get a drive going, and that might have been their worst drive of the day.
Yeah, it seemed like Frazier never really looked downfield on second or third down there. Looked to the outlet right away, which was Hayes out of the backfield. And Monmouth will punt it away here.
More end-over-end kick called for with the fair catch right at about the 33-yard line by DeMuncus. That's where St. Francis will start things with a 24-7 lead and 10:08 showing on this second quarter clock. I think, Ed, the weirdest part is we've only played 20 minutes of this game, and the Red Flash have got out to such a big lead.
Yeah, the Red Flash have looked so many. They have so many highlights already, and Monmouth on the other side of the coin, a few lowlights, including that last three and out. So Monmouth has got to pump their game up a little bit here, and I don't know if they can wait until halftime. I think they've got to do it here in the last 10 minutes of this second quarter.
Wade will be in the pistol set behind Kelly with an eye look. Player in motion is DeMuncus. Kelly taking the snap here after barking signals. Wade with room on the right side. He's got the 40. Got the 45, and he's ridden out of bounds, but not before picking up another St. Francis first down. I'll tell you, Keon Wade has been a pretty impressive running back.
Yeah, you know, and I don't really think they've unleashed the running game, you know, so far in this quarter and 5 minutes. You know, I think it's been Kelly who has really done a pretty good job throwing the football downfield. Wade, though, is impressive any time he gets it. He just hasn't gotten it a whole lot today so far. But I think now with the big lead, the 17-point lead, maybe you see a lot more Wade.
Two receivers left. Wade in the pistol set behind Kelly. He'll get it again. Tries the middle of the line. He'll be stacked up right at about the line of scrimmage. Might have actually lost a couple of feet on the play. And now Wade goes into it with Pat O'Hara.
That's
and we've
fall.
Got a full-fledged fracas breaking out now. Players pushing players left and right. Wade on the ground. I'll tell you what. A lot of frustrations now are coming out. Punches are being thrown.
I've seen
about seven flags get thrown.
Yeah.
This is a huge, huge mess.
Yeah, people are going to get thrown out of this one. And I think it's going to be, we're not going to make any calls right now, but there's going to be some people ejected on this one, Eddie, I think, because they went on it well after the whistle started to blow, well after the yellow flags went out.
Yeah, this was ugly.
I mean, there's got to be seven or eight yellow flags on the ground right now.
Well, everyone that has a flag threw one.
And then some threw two.
Right.
Because they have a backup.
Finding them. And now, I'll tell you, this is going to take some time to sort this. We don't have the benefit of television replay in front of us, but we saw pushing, we saw shoving, we saw more than that.
We saw punches.
We saw punches being thrown by at least two players that I will refuse to name. Here we go.
Got a dead ball, personal foul. 93, Obama. Also has a dead ball, personal foul.
It's Rodriguez.
93 St. Francis. Both players are ejected.
Yeah.
So Jeremy Rodriguez and I believe Keon Wade have been ejected.
Did they say?
Was it 32 or 2?
Well, 2 is still on the field. I see him, and I also see Wade in the offensive huddle there. Don't know. I mean, Wade obviously had the football and was somewhat in the middle of it, but I didn't see any punches thrown by Wade, to be honest with you.
Well, the Monmouth player that got ejected.
St. Francis player is number 32.
So they did throw out Keon Wade.
Wade, oh my God, and he's going over to question the official.
Wade,
he better be careful here. Oh, he's going to the locker room, Eddie.
How about that?
He is sprinting to the locker room.
Keon Wade did not wait for any coaches to escort him off.
And the referee is following him into the locker room.
He's running. He's now on the track, and he's going to head into Boylan Gym.
Wow.
He's going to get changed. Can he stay on the field without pads on?
Well, let's see if Rodriguez leaves.
So
right? He's still here. He's taking off his pads on the sideline.
So Rodriguez, the Villanova transfer, thrown out. He at least threw, it looked like, one punch. And then Wade, who was kind of the, I don't know if he started it or if he was the first retaliator.
Yeah, that's what they usually catch.
But he's out.
We'll see a whole lot of Abide now.
Now we're going to get a heavy dose of Anthony Abide, a freshman who's a running back and a receiver.
Different type of runner.
Kelly will play action to him. He's going to throw a bomb. He's got A.J. Alexander, but Joe Johnson knocks him.
That's just a tough call right there. I thought it was great coverage by Johnson, but it looks like he is.
They call the interference on Joe Johnson. Well, we're going to drop out and reconnect. I know we're having some technical issues, so stay with us. St. Francis 24, Monmouth 7, 9:08 to go, second quarter. We'll be right back after these messages on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
And we welcome you back to it right now, a very contemptuous Kessler Field. St. Francis here, leading Monmouth by 17. We apologize for the brief
Anthony
technical
McDonough
issues. You
stop.
Missed a five-yard run by Anthony Abide, and now we have a holding penalty on St. Francis, but Ed, it looks as though the chippy play continued a little bit. Kelly gave him up on that play and was leveled by Anthony McDonough.
Yeah, it looked like a head-to-head contact that time as Kelly looked to go down, and McDonough did light him up. Brought a little couple of sighs from some of the fans in the stands, but the holding penalty will take the red flash back and make it second and about 18.
It'll be from the 46-yard line, under 8 to go in this second quarter. 24-7, the red flash lead. We have had at least one ugly incident in this game in which Jeremy Rodriguez from Monmouth and Keon Wade from St. Francis have been ejected. Kelly takes the snap, will throw it. Wide receiver screen right complete to William Martin, brought down on the play by Andrew Sutton.
Nice job by Sutton that time as he closed very quickly on that quick little hitch pass to Martin.
He's jawing a little bit with the Monmouth sideline.
Yeah, the referees better get this one under control. Wouldn't be surprised if we see some quick penalty calls here, on some, any type of misconduct by any on either side. They've got to get this one under control.
We can pretty clearly say that they've already lost it once.
Yeah.
So hopefully it won't happen again. Third and 15 for St. Francis at the 44. Three receivers, two formation left. Kelly in the shotgun takes the snap. He's going to look right. He's going to throw right. Pass complete to A.J. Alexander, but I believe brought down short of the first down by Hildebrandt Jr.
Kelly's pass complete.
Yeah, they're going to put it at the 31, which will put him about 2 yards short. So
not even a thought process from Chris Valerial. It'll be fourth and about, I think it's actually closer to a yard and a half. But they're going to give that monster package here.
That's it. There's the tackles in at the tight end position. Right away, not letting Monmouth breathe on this one.
Kelly hands the football off. It's a first down. I believe that was William Ingram, number 6.
That's who it was, Eddie. Good job.
result of the play is a...
So that's the guy we'll see
down.
Probably the big back abide the smaller back, and Ingram will probably replace Wade in there.
Ingram's 14th carry of the season, now over 90 yards as that first down picked up to the 27-yard line. Ingram is a 5'9 sophomore from Linden.
And we do see Ingram behind Kelly, similar to Wade's spot.
In that pistol look, it's a play action. Kelly escapes left. He's got room. He's going to throw one away, and he'll save the down. Second down and 10 from the 27. We tick down close to 6 minutes to go before halftime.
Yeah, second down and 10.
McDonough, good pressure that time, but just couldn't run Kelly a little bit quicker. Was able to, as you said, save the down there, or save the yardage and throw the ball away.
Abide checks back into the game. Oh, big number 79, Lloyd Hill, is lumbering to the sideline.
You know, he'd probably rather stay in the game when he's tired, because running to the sideline and back probably doesn't cut it for him.
He might be out for three plays now. Kelly in the pistol look. Abide behind him. He'll give it to him. Good yardage up the middle. He is gone again. Anthony Abide. Touchdown, St. Francis. This is absolutely shocking.
Looked like a straight dive. I didn't see anything. It might have been a quick trap, but just straight up the gut, and again, virtually untouched.
35-yard touchdown, and he wasn't even contacted, as Ed said. This one now, Teal's kicking for 31. 6:05 to go, second quarter. Kick is up, plenty of leg, and it is good. This is, to say a shocker, I think would be an understatement. 31-7, St. Francis leads Monmouth. 6:05 to go, second quarter. We're going to step out for 1 minute. This has been interesting developments here at Kessler Field. We'll take a 60-second timeout here on your home for Monmouth football, the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Back here at Kessler Field, that's our Luca, Eddie Acapinti. St. Francis leads Monmouth 31-7. The Red Flash have picked up 250 total yards, including a 129 on the ground. That last score, 27 officially. Anthony Abai capping an 8-play, 67-yard drive to give the Red Flash this huge 24-point lead.
Yeah, Monmouth's got to get it going here. I mean, you know, we were talking off the air, Eddie. I mean, they've got to make this 31-14, 17, or even 31-21 before halftime here. They've got to get something going offensively, or this is going to be an ugly second half.
Well, it hasn't been pretty through the first quarter and a half or so. Teal put a leg into it. Nagy back to receive. He had time to bring it back. This one will drift into the end zone, and he'll take the touchback. It's almost not even a choice anymore, because you get the football at the 25-yard line instead of the 20. Take a look at the sideline and see backup safety Clark Coe currently being worked on by the athletic training staff. So, Ed, a couple drives ago, you said it. This is the drive MU needs to start to move the football, pick something up. Well, if it was true then, down 31-7, this is almost a make-or-break drive now.
I totally agree, and I think in order to get it going, I think Frazier's got to look a little more downfield. He's got to look for his wideouts. Sterling has been out of the game so far, does not have any catches. He's got to get the ball to guys like that.
Frazier back to pass. He's going to scramble and take off and run with it. Over the 30, nearing toward the sideline. He'll get out of bounds at about the 32. It's good yardage from Frazier on first down. And at a point that I make when Matt and I do the games, you've got to kind of know how you can win a game. And Monmouth's down at least four possessions. So to get back in the game, you almost have to be hurry up the rest of the game.
I totally agree. And, yeah, hey, they've been hurry up. They've been no huddle the whole game. So
it's a good point as Hayes gets the carry here. First down yardage over the 40-yard line. Brought down by a couple of players for St. Francis. And that's the best run of the game for Julian Hayes, and the best play Mammoth's had since that Asante 37-yard touchdown run.
Yes, the best run and only his second run of the football game.
As, Mammoth first down.
You know, when you go drop back the pass like that, you do open up the middle of the field, and maybe we could get something going in there.
Frazier will give to Hayes again. Dodging players, leaped over Pandorf and got good first down yardage to about the 48-yard line, picked up close to 7 yards.
Good job by Pandorf, though, making contact with that outside backer there, allowing Hayes to pick up that 6 yards. So, okay, Mammoth's in a nice little, you know, package right here. You know, nice momentum going here with some three or four big gains in a row.
Under 5 to go, second quarter. Frazier sends 3 receivers formation right. This time he'll zone read to Hayes and he'll keep it. Kyle will have the first down, dive forward inside the 45-yard line to about the 44.
Frazier, the ball carrier.
Yeah, the zone read, though, is probably not something that Mammoth really wants to do at this point right now. But they are picking up significant yardage, so you got to go with what, you know, what's going good.
Frazier will take the snap in the shotgun, set up bubble screen right, throws the Davenport. He'll dive forward for a pickup of about 3 yards. It'll bring up second and about 7. And something we talked about off air, MU just hasn't really stretched the field vertically as much as they should, really.
Not like we thought they would, you know? I mean, you've got a team here that was lacking in pass defense. I think you got to try and exploit it. Especially now.
In the shotgun, especially now, is right. This time he throws to Sundland in the seam. Makes the catch at the 20. Breaks a tackle. Inside the 10-yard line and close to the 5. It'll be first and goal for Eric Sumlin, who's made a couple of nice plays today.
Yeah, that time it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like they threw it deep down to him. They just threw a little slant, and Sumlin did the rest. Got it inside of the 10-yard line. They're going to mark it at the, looks like the 8-yard line. So Mammoth in a hurry here. Quicker they score, the better.
Under 4 to go, second quarter. 31-7, St. Francis' lead. Any comeback bid would have to obviously start with 7 here.
Right.
Roberts and Davenport left. Hayes next to Frazier in the shotgun. Kyle takes the snap. Zone read look. He will keep it himself. He'll try to beat someone to the corner. He'll be tackled inside the 5-yard line right at about the 4. Nice play made by one of the St. Francis linebackers. Again, the number's so hard to read. I believe DeMetal came up to make the play.
Yeah, not a bad play that time. Frazier had him fooled. You know, I thought Hayes had the ball myself from up here and had some wide open spaces. But again, the Red Flash defense closed it well. Second and goal from the 5.
This time as a straight hand to Julian Hayes. Breaks a tackle at the 4, spins forward right inside the 2, surging close to the 1. That's where it'll be third and goal, under 3 to go now.
Yeah, you're in a situation here where I don't even think you're thinking about field goals. I think you've got to get 7 on the board here.
Third down and goal.
So maybe 2 chances from the 3 here to get into the end zone. What do you think, Ed? Do you think they go for the field goal if they don't come up on this third down?
I like Eric Spillane. He's not seeing the field unless he's kicking extra points. Hand off Hayes. He'll run right, try the right side, to the goal line, touchdown. Julian Hayes gets in from 2 yards out. And Mammoth cuts that lead to 31-13. Ed, I don't think unless you get this game within 2 scores, you can even afford to try a field goal.
I agree. I totally agree with you. And that's just what Mammoth needed. You know, I think they could have used that on the last possession before the 31 went up for the Red Flash. But, hey, 31-14, a lot better looking on the scoreboard right now. And Mammoth, you know, has got to come up now defensively and keep this ball game right where it is.
Spillane on to attempt the extra point. 2:29 showing on that first half clock. Good drive there from Mammoth. Some good plays in the running game. The nice pass to Sumlin to set him up. Good spot, good hold, kick on the way through the uprights, and it is good. Mammoth cuts the PA lead to 31-14, under 2.5 to go. Second quarter. We'll step out for 1 minute here on your home for Mammoth University football, the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Mammoth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
I'd like to thank our friends at the New Jersey Education Association for their continued support of Monmouth football on the Shore Sports Network. The members of the NJEA working to make public schools great for every child. 31-14, St. Francis on top of Monmouth. But, Ed, the Hawks the last to score in a really good offensive drive. They executed well.
Outstanding effort by Fraser and Hayes on that drive, and then Sumlin getting the ball down inside the 10, making Hayes' touchdown a little bit easier. So just what the Hawks needed. Let's hope that they can get into this game defensively now, because let's face it, that's where they've been lacking. They've given up 31 points on actually 24 on defense and one on the special teams with the big 97-yard touchdown return by the Red Flash. So
that Hayes touchdown capped a 9-play, 75-yard drive as Santangelo's kickoff comes right at about the 8-yard line. It's taken by Abide. Flag thrown. He'll surge up, throw over the 25-yard line to the 28. And that's where he stopped. But again, another flag on special teams. And this probably a hold or a block in the back.
Yeah, Monmouth's got some timeouts left here now. So they've got to use them wisely in the last 220. Maybe they could get a big stop here and get the ball down and either score or maybe even kick a field goal. I would say at the end of the half, you know, a field goal is in play here.
I agree, as they call the hold on St. Francis. And Monmouth should treat this 2 minutes like the end of the game, really.
The game, exactly. I think they got to use their timeouts wisely here. And I think right after this down right here, they've got to use one.
See what St. Francis elects to do is they'll come out. I see Abide. We see Kelly. A couple of the wide receivers as well. They'll send receivers to each side. Martin left. Alexander right. Kelly in the pistol set. Takes the snap. Looks left. Flips it left. He has Martin. Ton of room on the outside. Makes a few players miss. And he'll surge up near the 30-yard line to the 29. I'm sorry, near the 20 to the 19.
You know, one thing I might do, yeah, and there's the timeout by Monmouth. I figured they would do that. I didn't figure them to give up 8 yards on first down, though.
Well, that was the timeout taken by Monmouth, 2:08 to go second quarter.
Yeah, actually, it was 7-yard gain on that little hitch pass. One thing I would do if I was the Red Flash is I might take a bite off of the kick return team. I don't know if you want to lose him on a kick return there, because he is your one viable running back right now. You do have Ingram back there, but I think Abide, as we have seen, is a game-breaking type back, and I'd want to keep him healthy and maybe take him off of that kick return team.
Good point that Ed makes, because Keon Wade, their normal starting tailback, was thrown out of the game along with Jeremy Rodriguez from Monmouth.
Wade might be on the bus right now heading back to Pennsylvania. I mean, I wasn't sure what he was doing when he sprinted off the field there, but crazy.
Haven't seen him walk back across to the St. Francis sideline as Kelly will take the snap in the shotgun, throws the bomb. He's got Alexander. He's got it at the 40. Surging into St. Francis, or rather Monmouth territory, at the 22-yard line. How about that? Monmouth wants to get the football back. And PA says, we're not sitting on it, we're going after it.
Well, let's give the Red Flash credit. I mean, you know, Monmouth is our local team, but St. Francis has come to play football. I mean, they are doing a tremendous job offensively. And you're right. I mean, I was even thinking myself, let's run the ball, get into the locker room, up 31-14. They're going for the throat right here.
They're up 31-14 with 1:57 to go. That play, a long pass play from Kelly to Alexander. Two receivers set, one to each side. Kelly will hand to Abide up the middle. Dive forward near the 16-yard line. Good yardage on first down, picking up five.
You know, Abide, 5'8", 175. And you know numbers in the programs are always padded a little bit, you know. But, boy, he hits the hole quickly. I'm very impressed. Only a freshman. I think you're going to hear a lot more from him over the next few years.
The scary thing is the best running back on their roster, Kyle Harbridge, hasn't played this year. He's been out for the entire season, and he dashed Monmouth a year ago. They got a lot of running backs in central Pennsylvania. Kelly pistol set. Looks left, throws to Alexander. Makes a man miss. Near the goal line, into the end zone, touchdown. Way too easy. And A.J. Alexander scores another Red Flash touchdown.
Yeah, pretty easy. under a minute on that drive right there, and that came after the penalty on the kickoff return, which put it back, what, near the 10-yard line, I believe it was. So 90 yards easily for St. Francis, and Teal looking to put point number 38 on the board.
On to attempt the extra point. 72 seconds remain in this first half. Teal's extra point up, and it is
Teal's
good.
Extra point is good.
38-14. Red flash lead. Mammoth, let's step out for 14. 60 seconds right here on your home for Mammoth football, the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Along with Ed Sarluka, I'm Eddie Acapinti. Lauren Bajica back in the studios have been witness to a shocking contest here on a now overcast Saturday afternoon at Kessler Field. Mammoth trailing St. Francis 38-14. Ed, we knew the Red Flash were improved, but not only are they improved, they're playing like a hungry football team.
Yeah, I'm very impressed. I mean, if I didn't know records, and if you just said, okay, we're going to do this football game and let's see what happens, I would say that they are one of the challenging teams for the championship. I mean, that's how good they look today. I mean, Mammoth has helped them along by playing very porous defense, but hey, 38 points in one half of football is not a bad effort out of a team.
Teal's kickoff will hit the end zone and bounce out of bounds. It'll be a touchback. So Mammoth will get it at the 25-yard line with a minute and 12 seconds to go here in this second quarter of action. And we said it before the last drive. MU's got to be hurrying up. They've got to get to the line, get plays called, because, again, mathematically, to have any chance to win, you've got to make up a couple possessions here. And the only way to do that is to get more plays off.
You know, this is a Red Flash team that has lost three games in a row and five of their last six. So, I mean, you know, this is not on paper a good football team that Mammoth is playing.
We know they can run the football, but they've done a little
bit. They did it in the air today. Yeah. I mean, big time.
Done it all. Mammoth will try to do it here. Frazier will throw it to Roberts. Beautiful catch over the shoulder. Wow, what a play by Roberts to the 46-yard line.
Well, the Hawks got 106 left to try and get another six on the board here, and that definitely puts them near the 50-yard line.
John Kelly for St. Francis. After this play, we'll get into it. Frazier to Roberts again. Did he catch it again? He did. What a fantastic throw and catch.
They got the 1 foot in bounds. Same exact play. Exactly the same play. Same result.
I was going to say, Kelly's 11 of 15 for 204. Frazier's now 11 for 15 himself, and he's up over 150 yards. Now it's a screen to Roberts, makes a man miss. We'll cut it back towards the middle of the field, down at about the 27-yard line as we tick under 1 minute to go.
Well, Kelly, thrown for the Red Flash quarterback, 204 yards. Oh, wow, that's impressive.
Mammoth will try to get one more score on the board here. Four receivers, Frazier in the shotgun set. Throws it over the middle, pass caught by Thaddeus Richards. And then he lost it when he went to the ground. They're saying it's a Mammoth timeout.
No, I think it's incomplete.
Well, I haven't.
why they would call a timeout on the incomplete?
We haven't seen one official signal catch or incomplete yet.
Timeout, Mammoth. Timeout.
No, I think that was an incomplete. Don't know why they would use it there. I think they thought the catch was caught.
Well, now what Coach Callahan's going to say is we don't want to take the timeout.
Exactly.
And that's what he's saying now. They're going to award Mammoth the timeout regardless, and it comes with 37.4 seconds to go here in the second quarter. We'll keep things right here.
One timeout left now for Mammoth, and they may need that as they get a little closer to the end zone here, but that's exactly what happened. They thought the pass was caught, didn't want to waste any seconds off the clock, called the immediate timeout, then realized that the pass was incomplete because of what you said, Eddie. Nobody made the call of an incomplete. I didn't see it until way late.
Well, it was actually, they signaled timeout, then the official looked at the crowd and said incomplete. So that's what Coach Callahan was upset about. And this first half with Mammoth trailing 38-14, very, very little has gone
right
good for the Hawks. Look at it from anyway. The officials are getting things mixed up. Onside kicks then factor in St. Francis just playing better.
And wasted timeout right there. I mean, just nothing's right. Hey, Kelly came into the game averaging 114 yards through the air a game. He's thrown for 204. Enough said.
And a half a football.
And a half.
Frazier takes the snap, looks over the middle, pass complete to Richards. He'll dive forward to the 22-yard line, still short Frazier's of the yard to make.
To Richards.
And it was out of bounds, so the clock did stop. So now they're in a situation, we've got to go seven here. We've got to try and get it into the end zone, but they need 4 yards.
Fourth down.
Got to pick up the first down here and then hustle up, maybe spike the ball.
It's fourth and four. Frazier looking to the sideline to get signals from the 22-yard line. 31 seconds to go, opening half. Four receivers, two to each way. Frazier looks left, now scrambling.
Oh, he's in trouble.
A lot of pressure. Davenport's wide open. Frazier throws it to him. Makes a man miss at the first down marker. And he'll dive forward to the 11-yard line. First down yardage. And a nice catch by Lamar Davenport.
Got
to
spike it quickly here. Clock stops to reset the chains. Great job by Frazier to keep that play alive.
Players running off the field for both sides. And now we'll have a whistle. And I believe St. Francis is now going to call a timeout. So by Monmouth hustling and getting to the line, PA had to call a timeout. They would have had 14 guys on the field otherwise.
Yeah, it's a good timeout by St. Francis. And, you know, they weren't going to, you know, Monmouth was ready to snap it. So the play was as, they took the clock as long as they could have taken it.
And even if Monmouth snaps it to spike it, if PA still has more than 11 on the field, it's a penalty.
Yeah, it didn't look like they were going to spike it, though, Derek. Did it look like they were going to run a play, I think. I you know.
It was tough to tell. They obviously had 1 second to go in this opening half. Monmouth will come out. They're down 38-14. But if they score here and then they get the ball to begin the second half,
I agree.
Things get interesting. Game's not over. It's just in doubt right now.
Yeah, key part here is they have one timeout left.
Frazier takes the snap in the shotgun. Rolling right, will throw it away.
Good job.
It's a good job by Kyle, as Ed said, to save Frazier's some time, obviously. Complete. Second down from the 12-yard line.
The clock is your enemy right here. 16 seconds. That is enough time to run three more plays. They can get a first down on the two. They're looking for end zone.
Three receivers, two left, one right. Frazier takes the snap. He's going to look right. Fade route intended for Davenport. Wow. Made the catch, but he's out of bounds. A great effort, but he was forced out by the corner on that side of the field. I believe that was Daquan Minter.
Yeah, Minter's played a pretty good game in the secondary. That was a tremendous catch by Davenport. But Minter hit him in midair, and that's allowed. You're allowed to knock him out of bounds if he's in midair, and he did not get a foot down.
4 seconds ticked off the clock. 12 now showing on the first half with a 3rd and 10 now facing Monmouth. Frazier in the shotgun, takes a snap. He's going to look over the middle. Still looking. Now he's going to escape.
Okay,
a lot of pressure. Player at his feet, and he'll throw it away to force now 4th down with 4 seconds to go, and now you take the field goal.
Yes, you have to. You got to take three here. Got to get 17 on the board.
That'll bring up a 4th down.
And as we say that, Eric Spillane will trot out. I believe the field goal attempt will be, they'll mark it at the 12 from the far right hash, and they'll put the snap down.
Yeah, 29, maybe 20. Looks like 29 yards.
Yeah, they'll put the ball down at the 19, so it'll officially be a 29-yard Spillane field goal attempt. Should be the final play of this first half. Peterson will hold. Spillane, who's Monmouth's all-time leader in field goals, gets a boot into one. Plenty of leg on the way, and it is good.
That is a 29-yard
so
field goal.
So MU scores on the final play of the first half. And they end the first half now trailing 38-17. But, Ed, even though MU's able to score to cut it to 21, this still a crowd, a team, and a couple of broadcasters, I think, that are pretty shocked.
Yeah, I'm very surprised. I'm surprised at the Red Flash offense, you know, what they put up. I mean, they're well over, I'm sure, 300 yards team offense. You know, and throw in a 97-yard kick return. They've done it all offensively and did a good job there on that last defensive series to hold Monmouth to only 3 points.
We've reached halftime, and now what we'll do is, over the course of the next couple of minutes, we'll give you the out-of-town scoreboard, we'll look at some first-half stats, and we'll let you know what's going on around the Monmouth University athletic scene, and we'll do so right here at halftime. Monmouth trails St. Francis 38-17. We're going to step out a three-minute timeout, and we'll bring it back here on your home for Monmouth University Athletics, the Shore Sports Network.